This is an election commitment that we had made when we formed government, that we would provide all people in the St. John's metro area a free bus pass. And this is all about giving people greater access, removing barriers. When people have access to transportation, they will have access to better healthcare services. They'll also have opportunities for employment and other government services here in the region. This is really about another measure to help people who are most vulnerable in our society. This is all because of the great partnership that we have with the City of St. John's and the Metro Bus Commission, that we were able to negotiate a much better rate when it came to what the estimates were. The estimates were originally at $3.7 million annually, and this is a fixed cost of $2.1 million annually now. So this is a great benefit. So people who are on income support will not have to actually do outreach. All people will receive proactively their bus passes. They will be mailed out and there will be instructions. They will be annual bus passes. So we're reducing additional red tape and barriers for people. And that's something that's really important. And there will be savings when it comes to the healthcare system and the current program, that the Medical Travel Assistance Program. Currently, they have people who administer all of these bus passes and deal with paperwork, as well as those who are practitioners in the system would have to complete paperwork and confirm appointments. This is about removing barriers and something that's completely unnecessary right now in the system that will end up allowing this program to go forward.
What impact is this going to make for those 10,000 customers?
Some of them would be getting coverage through some of the programs right now through the province, but this puts everyone on income assistance in St. John's, Mount Pearl, and Paradise to get a free pass. So that could mean better access to public services, being able to visit family and friends and participate in community events, to get to job interviews. So it's really, transportation is a significant barrier and a social determinant of health. So it's getting past that so people can take opportunities that arise and they can create and significantly reduces that barrier of transportation.
During the snowstorm, we had free metro bus rides for everyone for that couple weeks period. What did you learn during that period?
It was really interesting. We'll have numbers over the next couple of days on what the specific change was, but what we saw was substantial increased ridership during that period of time. And what I think that told us is that there's a lot of demand out there for using, a lot of demand and interest to use the public transit system. We hope that all those folks had a good experience and that they'll continue using it either on a regular basis or every now and then.
What's some of the feedback you do hear from people as to why they don't take the bus?
Well, we just did a review of the public transit system this past year, and what came out of that was concerns around frequency, which we're working to address through the investments in Budget 2020. Having more shelters, we're beginning to address that and have added shelters. Sidewalk snow clearing is a concern that people continue to bring up, and we're, as a city, working through that issue, and we'll have some really important conversations over the next couple of months.
I'm really excited about it, actually. I think it's fabulous news for everybody in the city, and particularly for people who are income support, like many of our participants at Stella Circle. And I like a lot of things about this. One is that it's a two-year pilot and not 3 months or 6 months. So hopefully we can get a lot of evaluation data to say, you know, what works here. 2 years is a good length of time. I really like the fact that it reduces the need of people to prove that they have medical appointments in order to get transportation. That is just hugely significant. And I really like the emphasis on just allowing people more freedom, you know, in terms of getting on the bus and using it and not having to justify where they're going, why they're going, or when they're going. So a pretty significant announcement here today.
What impact will this make for your clients at Stella Circle?
I think a number of things, and certainly just the freedom of being able to go when they want to go somewhere. We offer a lot of employment services programs, and so transportation is a huge part of getting people to and from work, and this helps from that perspective in terms of a freedom perspective. And, you know, the reduction in having to prove that you have a certain number of medical appointments a month is really significant. So it's great news, and I'm really thrilled for it.